This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. It's happened to all of us, most of us, maybe some more than most. Still, you never quite get used to the flashing red and blue lights in that rearview mirror. Maybe you don't need to look at the speedometer to know what's up. Maybe you have no clue what's up. But either case, getting pulled over can be unsettling for anyone. I mean, imagine the stress faced by someone who has a communication issue. For them, not being able to answer an officer's question could put them at risk, raising the chance that, well, you might read a miscue or that an officer might think you're being uncooperative or worse. If only the officer knew in advance about a driver's communications issues. Well, in the not-too-distant future, officers on Texas highways may well have advance notice. This thanks to a new law going into effect September 1st called the Samuel Allen Law. Jennifer Allen is Samuel's mom. She lives in San Antonio, and she is the founder of Asperger's 101. Ms. Allen, good to have you back on the Texas Standard. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for asking me, David. Pleasure to be here.
How did your Samuel inspire this law?
You know, I guess with every mom, it comes with a fear or something that you would like to do to aid your child in being better or being all they can be. Well, Sam was diagnosed with high-functioning autism, and it was time for him to drive. And that was frightening for me because, you know, every single thing that us neurotypicals take for granted or takes a little longer for somebody with autism. This was a big process. And because of his autism especially, there were some things that just came up. And while I was concerned for him, it just naturally worked out that it became something that I should be concerned about for a lot of people.
So what exactly does the Samuel Allen law that takes effect on September 1st, what does it do?
It protects people with a communication challenge, and that might be somebody like Sam with autism. It could be somebody with Asperger's syndrome, mild intellectual disability, deafness. And for all those challenges, they're all lumped into the same. The title is Communication Impediment with a Peace Officer. So you go to register your vehicle with the Texas DMV, mm-hmm. effective September 1st.
Right.
You can choose that code, communication impediment, as long as you have this from a physician signed, they will put it in the telecommunication system that all law enforcement utilizes. So they pull somebody over and they get Sam's license plate and mm-hmm. they put that into that little computer that they have, and it'll pop up red. So the officer will know prior to approaching the vehicle that this person might have a challenge speaking with him.
I think this is really crucial because I've spoken with law enforcement officials who say that one of the scariest parts of their job when they're doing highway work especially is approaching the vehicle. You don't know what that person has or what their mental condition is or whether they're predisposed to one thing or another. So giving the officer a heads up is designed to, what, defuse the situation, I guess, to at least some degree.
Absolutely. You know, law enforcement all across Texas embrace this. Here in San Antonio, Police Chief McManus said, absolutely, what can I do to help? Ron Joy, who's the head of the Texas Highway Patrol, Art Acevedo, the Chief of Police of Houston. So it was really all over the board that they wanted it and we needed it. And ironically, all it took was a coder and a law to go into effect that DMV could put this in the system. But it also prevents the misunderstanding if, say, Sam had a card that says, I have autism, mm-hmm. and he were to reach in his backpack. Well, the officer doesn't know if he's getting a gun.
Sure.
And he'll say, you know, stop, don't do that. Well, he's thinking, I've got to get this card out to him. And that's where communication can go so wrong and often wind up in handcuffs and sometimes even death.
This law, this is the state being sort of proactive here.
Oh, David, it's so exciting. Texas is a trailblazer now, and
really?
This is something that I'm starting to get calls from other senators from other states, and yes, there's nothing like this, and this is something can be built upon, and it's something that is so low to no cost. It really is just a coder, and so we're offering the template. I'm getting together with the Texas Governor's Committee on People with Disabilities and Whitney Brewster with DMV as well, and I'm putting together the whole template of everything that we've done. And how we've done it, and we'll be sharing it by year's end with the rest of the country.
Jennifer Allen is the founder of Asperger's 101. She is also mom to Samuel Allen, the inspiration and namesake for a new Texas law going into effect on September 1st. Ms. Allen, congratulations and thanks again for speaking with us on the Texas Standard. Nice to talk with you.
I'm delighted. Can't wait to talk to you next, David.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.